Now let's go with one of those again and see if we get a little bit tighter. If things change. Four is really easy on the voice. Let's do that one. Go to a different song. Let's try it.
He had two boys, Lane and Harry, and they both them died. Now Lane's dead, and Harry is still living. But he did, and his son Lane. But that was Mama's doctor. Wherever he told her to go, she would go.
That's where she would go.
And, there was hundreds and hundreds of babies, you know, all over the world. She lived there with her mom, but, you know.
Is that right? Nobody to help you in the kitchen, huh?
Yeah, they helped.
They helped you.
I learned to cook. They could bring my meals to the bed, and when I was sick, and then I'd be out. I wouldn't worry about the food being fixed there. The oldest one always fixed food.
That was good.
I survived. I went to town in the wagon, me and my husband, and come back. One of my boys had done cook a cake, and had Sarah Lee, that cake in there, just like I had. He just watched me. I reckon how to fix it. And that's the biggest pound cake you ever seen. We cooked that. I cut that cake, and it really went good. And from then on, I know he could fix anything. I was worried about him. And all of them were good, even her husband.
Yes. I could tell. Right?
Yeah, my mama.
I
had to be 102. She was just as lively like
it.
And she could go to the bathroom, put on her gown. Like today.
It's on record, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
he had a good will and to do, you know.
How about your shopping? Did you do most of that around your home, or did you go to Greenville or Anderson?
No, I never did travel off the shop. I did it right around the Seneca, right around in the Seneca. And still do, unless I go with some of my children.
Right.
You know, I often have to be off. Yeah. I went to all my sister's funeral. Now I'm really out. I think Mama had 8 girls, 4 boys. I'm telling you, like to tell me now. If I know any better, I don't know to tell you. Anyway. I went to all of them
soon.
Well, my baby sister, she lived in Mays Landing, New Jersey. That's what I tell you, she was here visiting last night. I had about a sister and brother in Cleveland, Ohio. They both buried at it. One of my sisters buried in Greensboro. One of my sisters buried in Seattle, Washington. I went out there to that.
That was really about the only thing.
That was a sad funeral.
He said I should just go like this.
Her brother-in-law died in church. That was very bad. That was bad. I said then I wasn't going to no more funeral, but that wasn't so. I come right straight on home and went to Ben's first cousin's funeral. And this kept me tore up. Yeah, that her brother-in-law died at the funeral.
Out
in Seattle.
Very shocking.
So, we don't know when we're going to leave.
Everybody knows.
Right.
Can you remember any prejudice against you? Like, would you be prejudiced against you in any way? Or did you think we're pretty smooth?
Well, I always got along with them. I always lived in the community among the white people until I got married. And then after I got married, we lived among the white people. Very, very few colored around us. Your color was your enemy then. You know, white folks did you much better than your own race. That's the way I was. Now, I don't know how everybody's saying this. I got along with them. I never had no quarreling right with either. I mean, the white. I got along with them. I always stay in my place and they stay in there.
That's what they said. I was wondering, like, somebody we know is half white and half black. You know, a real life.
Yeah.
Do they have trouble getting along with people?
I don't think they do. Not with me, they don't, because I don't. They sit there right around the corner there. And as far as I know, they get along all right because the little boys come out here. We call them half-breeds. They come out here to my grandson and ride to work, you know, together. All about that.
I mean, when you were a girl.
Oh, well, when we were girls, sometimes.
When you were young, did they have problems, the kids?
Little bit. About schooling, or going to school. See, the white church, white school was just above the colored school. And the road would be full of walkers, white and the colored. Sometimes they get in a squabble, sometimes they wouldn't. But now, I mind my own business. I never did get in no squabble, Mama. Mm-hmm. They were white neighbors live above us. And them girls would come out the road in the morning and stand out and wait on us to go on down the street. And all that kind of stuff. We didn't fuss and fight then. We got along fine.
Yeah. Better for everybody when you do, isn't it? How about Christmas time? What kind of things, traditions did you have at Christmas time?
We had a very good Christmas sometimes. Kind of holy, but I can't remember none being holy. But my mama, they'd always have a big turkey for Christmas. And it'd be so big she cook it out in the wash pot. My dad and mama had turkeys, you know. It'd be a big turkey and she'd cook that thing. And back then, you could cook stuff and I don't know what it's colder back then than it is now. And there wasn't no refrigerators or refrigerators then. Back in my time, there wasn't no refrigerator. They'd have, some of them have ice boxes, they call them, you know, put ice in them, but that was way on after I was a girl. And my mom and they cook that turkey, catch him by them legs and hang it up 2 days and that thing would get dried out and frozen, they call it, I reckon. And it'd be so large, she'd cut off so much of it and fix it when about she wanted. Ham the same way. She wanted to boil a ham, she'd boil it and then hang it up. I don't know what that idea is for hanging it up, but they would.
And just cut off what you needed.
Cut off what you needed, but it'd be already cooked. My dad made syrup, you know, and we had barrels of syrup in the little side room. We didn't sell for nothing.
Is that cane syrup?
Yes, ma'am. He could make his own syrup. Had his own syrup now.
Sunday, did you?
Oh, yes, we licked some stuff. Don't wonder all our teeth right now, we eat too much sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama makes soap. Yeah, she made a lot of pots of soap. You know, they call them lye soap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My grandmama, she made it mostly for Mama. She loved to do that. Anything Mama, she would do to help Mama. Get out there with a pipe, she smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sat down inside that pot and stirred that stuff just when she needed, you know, life is good, thank you.
I think you had a lot of family, didn't you? I think the family's closer back then than they are now.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Those children and things, they just got straight off. And you can't hardly see them now.
So busy with everything. If you could change your life, what thing would you change? That's a big question of the day. If you could change one thing. Change one thing, what would you change?
Oh, that's $100,000 question. Right. Because I tell you, I couldn't tell you what I would do. That's $100,000 question. There ain't no telling. Yeah. You mean just my little life, baby?
Just anything.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything you'd like to tell me that happened in your childhood or anything unusual?
No, I can't think of nothing.
Did you celebrate your birthdays at all, when you had a birthday?
Oh, well, when we have birthdays, Mama's always cooking a cake or a good dinner or something like that. There wasn't no crowd coming in there. Happy with it, but we celebrated in the
family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like that.
What's your day?
Yes,
ma'am. I was wondering, you wouldn't have any real old pictures, would you? They could come out and take a picture of it to put in the exhibit?
Of who?
Oh, just of any older,
no,
older people.
I don't think the oldest picture I got. The oldest picture I got is my mother. Now all them young, up young, them my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
You see, they have a gallery up there, don't you?
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. And some of them is my people, you know. All of them ain't my grandchildren. Most of me is my children and grandchildren. And Ben's brother and his wife. Something like that. And his sister. Something like that.
That makes a nice place to put your pictures. Where you can see them, too.
Yeah. Her husband picked that chair up there for me. My son, James. Her husband.
That's
he
nice.
Picked that picture, that. That way you can just see them, you know, you don't have to. I see them up. All of my boys have been in the city. All but one. And that's the one that's been deceased. My oldest boy. Deceased.
Son.
How old was Nathan when he died? Yeah, something like that.
That was a hard thing to go through, wasn't it? To have one of your children die. Mm-hmm.
He's about, Marshall, how old was Nathan when he died?
About
20? Yeah, he was young, because he had two children, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
questions? Do you, can you say anything?
I don't know nothing. I done talked it all. I know to talk. Yeah. He ain't feeding to you. He said that his ankle, what, he believed he sprained his ankle. And he jumped out of joint or something. He can't hardly walk on that thing.
Hey, you've told me a lot of interesting things. And I appreciate you talking to me about it.
Come on, okay?
Then it's God of the age, it's God of hand. And let's do it and do the last one. God of the age, verse 6 is the men thing.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back and do 6.
Okay. Anything I hate is to come to choir and mess it up and not be able to talk my leave and
thank you.
wish that was something we had the whole time to do. Have you looked at
pressure.
We should maybe work a little ring to make sure it's focused and supported. Squeeze those buttons. Squeeze those buttons for saving the effort and the throat.
I think, you know, I try to do it, and then when I, like a new piece, and I start thinking about everything else, then I forget about squeezing.
Yeah, that's the one thing that it took the longest to make into habit. And it really did. And I used to have to sing every Wednesday night in front of and it was awkward for you. We had to get up and do our one song, and it was like a voice lesson. And they said, did you like it? It was doing it that often in front of other people in spite of nervousness, because it was an amphitheater. You were low and they were high, you know? And it was like, you. Which is kind of a reverse thing, but. It is. Well, that's the kind of thing that makes you learn how to do it under pressure, you know? Have to produce at will, at command.
You shall survive, Julia.
They've been so good all summer. They just let me give lots of voice lessons to Autumn Shoebox, Valerie, and while they sat by, you know, and were very good. They've cooperated in a lot of ways. And they've made it a good summer, but boy, Jeffy, you're having a day.
Oh, the
video is coming. It's coming. It's a lot of work. We've done a lot of work, and there's a lot of work left to do.
That's a big thing to do. Really,
yeah, it's a good production. Yeah. I don't have a great deal. They don't let me have any choral rehearsals.